أحمدك اللهم، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah. We bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and the messenger. And we ask Allah to shed his peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, the world has become a very busy place. So much so that many people miss their way in this agitated crowd. When I look at the world, I imagine I see a raging sea during a storm with lots of small boats floating on the surface, being driven here and there. And I realize there is no hope for any of those boats unless it has an anchor in order to fix it so that the waves would not carry it adrift and lead it to sink. Humanity is just like that. The way the world is behaving is just like that. Unless, of course, you could discover the significance of the anchor and are they strongly anchored or not. This anchor, my fellow brothers and sisters, is the relation to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in an age where many people deny God altogether. He's not there. He doesn't exist. And even this year, when it was suggested that the universe we live in shows evidence of an intelligent design behind it, many people protested. No intelligent design. The universe is found just like that, without a maker and any reference to things like intelligent design is unscientific. And we saw fathers and mothers protesting the mention of an intelligent designer. And they won the battle. They don't believe in God. But what about the Muslim world? Do they really believe in God? Belief is not a function of the tongue. Belief is a function of the heart. Or else, how can you explain people who have God, Allah, on their tongue all the time, but they are adrift? They're not firmly attached to the ground. They are at the mercy of the raging waves. And so, with every appearance that they believe in God and mention God and act on behalf of God, they do just the opposite. And it has become easy for Muslims to kill and kill innocent people saying in the name of God. Can we believe that? Can this be really in the name of God? Is this what God created humanity to do? We are all corrupting in the land. Believer and non-believer. Because the believer is believing only with the tip of the tongue, but not with the bottom of the heart. And therefore we see people spilling blood for no reason, killing innocent people for no reason. The story of Iraq is a tragedy. The rift between Sunni and the Shia is a tragedy. Because when they battle on Sunni and Shia, they forget the Creator himself. Does Allah sanction that Sunni and Shia would kill each other, and each with the tip of the tongue saying La ilaha illallah, and each with the tip of the tongue saying we worship Allah and we obey Him, but their actions flagrantly disobey what Allah told them to do? And therefore, I would like to remind you in this khutbah that humanity, and especially Muslims, should visit Islam again, should learn Islam, but begin at the beginning. Don't begin halfway. Unless you begin at the beginning, you will go nowhere and you will miss the way. And the beginning and the radical fact and the deep firm truth is Allah, God, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people forget him. He became a word on the tongue, not the thing that moves and fuels your heart. Because God never sanctions this mad bloodshed between people, whether they are Muslims, Christian, Jewish, or otherwise. They are the family of Adam and Eve. They are all brothers and sisters and cousins. And the various tribes and the various colors, due to God's wisdom, who shaped us and gave us various languages and made us nations and tribes, so that, as he said in the Quran, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you get to know one another and treat each other like the members of one family. Humanity forgot this, and the efforts are guided by greed or by creed. I am white, he's dark. I am rich, he's poor. I am first world, he's third world. I am more human, he's less human. This is what has become of humanity. This is what we reaped from thousands of years of progress of knowledge and philosophy and science. Science itself is being used now more to give death than to give life. And this is the world today. And you Muslims, like the others and more than the others, are required to put the world right. It is your duty assigned to you by God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to lead humanity to safety, not to destruction. But look, even at the Muslims, they seem to have forgotten their mission. They forgot all about God. And perhaps it's time to remember God, Allah, to remember His attributes. We don't know the substance or the structure of God. We cannot. He is the all. We are the minute part. He created us so He can understand us. We did not create Him, so we cannot speak about His person, His structure. But He orders us to think of His qualities, His attributes, al-dhikr. And He gave us 99 features of His that He calls the names of Allah, or the beautiful attributes of Allah. You should think of them and mention them. Dhikr is not something for the ascetics or who live solitary. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is for everyone living in this world and dealing with other people. Remember Allah always. Keep repeating His names. The Christians say God is love. When you read the beautiful names of Allah that Islam gave, it itemizes love, so that God is Al-Wadud, the loving one, Ar-Rahman, the compassionate, Ar-Rahim, the merciful, Al-Aati, the giver, Al-Shafi, the healer, Al-Mu'in, the helper. And these are the names of God that you should keep repeating. Other names are there, but they are for us to remember, but not to imitate. We should imitate and acquire the names of mercy and love and help and generosity. But amongst the names also are those that warn us that if we won't comply with the message He created us to do, then He is the severe in punishment. He is the one that wouldn't forget. He is the one that gives death as well as giving life. He is the one that gives you pearl when you deserve it and then when He wills it. So that all our life we remember all the attributes, so that the fearful ones we try to avoid by not falling in the mistakes they show us. And the beautiful ones we try to imitate, so that they would be our lot when we go and stand before Him. Somebody does something nasty to you. God is Al-Adl, the justice. Take Him to court and there will be justice. But maybe you say, I'll not deal with Him with justice, but I will forgive. I forgive you. In this case, you have lifted yourself up and you qualify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you meet Him, you will have the face to say to Him, please Allah, do not treat me with your justice, and you are absolutely just, but treat me with your forgiveness, and you are the absolutely forgiving. And that is the value of always reading the names of Allah, reading the names of Allah, doing dhikr, mention the names of Allah, so that you remember them, and use them for dua. If you fall ill, what name would you call Him with? Ya Shafi, or healer. If you become poor, what name will you call Him with? Ya Mu'ati, you giver, and so on. Use the names of Allah. Remember them. Try to make them your character, because the character of Allah that you acquire and follow yourself will be the one that Allah will treat you when you stand before Him on the Day of Judgment. Without this remembrance, dhikr of Allah, the anchors will not be fixed to the ground, and the boats will go adrift and will eventually sink and drown. So what I tell you, and when I tell you the importance of the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of the attributes of Allah, it is not just a khutbah. It is not just an admonition. It is not just to hear something in the mosque and go out to forget it completely. Because the thing that will remain to you your real fortune in this world and in the hereafter is your remembrance and following the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope Allah would enable us to do this and make us among the dhakirin and among the shakirin. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم اسألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, yes, we are busy. Yes, we have to earn a living. Yes, we have to think of our friends, our enemies, those who want to exploit us, those who want to help us. We are busy with the world, and it is all right. We don't live in isolation or in seclusion. But as you live this world, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go through the world with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let him be your companion with his beautiful names. Keep remembering them and make them your character. Make them how you behave. Make them how you want him to treat you with. If you do that, you will really be a godly nation. Right now, I cannot see a godly nation. I see people enthusiastic to the extent that sometimes, in the name of God, they do the greatest disobediences of God. But perhaps it is time to think it over and to give some of your daily time, like work, like television, give some of your daily time to be in his company, to remember him, to mention his attributes, so that what you say with your tongue can perhaps seep into your heart. And if it goes into your heart, then you will be saved and your nation will be saved. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا اللهم اغننا بك عمن سواك اللهم انصر الحق على الباطل وانصر الحب على البغض وانصر العدل على الظلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.